Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 3, Mishnah 4. Just a brief introduction to this Mishnah. In the previous two Mishnayos, the Mishnah discussed Kedushin, betrothals that were al tanai. They were on condition, on stipulation, and the Mishnah said that in order for the Kedushin to take effect, the tanai, the condition had to be fulfilled. Now, where do we know that one can make conditions in all areas of Jewish law, particularly in the area of Kedushin? So the source to that is a story in the Torah of the tribe of Gad and Reuven, that they came to Moshe and they said to him, we would like to settle in the land of Gilad on the other side of the Jordan River. And Moshe said to them, okay, I'm willing to give it to you, however, on condition that if you guys come across with us, the Bnei Gad and the Reuven come, you cross the Jordan and you fight and help us conquer the land, then the land of Gilad will be yours. However, if not, you will not receive the land of Gilad and you'll have to settle in the land of Canaan. This is the Torah stipulation where Moshe makes a condition. You want the land, you have to fight with us. Now, from this condition, we learn multiple things. First of all, we learn that you have to have a Tanai Kafel. That means you need to speak out both sides of the condition. If X, Y, and Z, then X, Y, and Z. And if not X, Y, and Z, then not X, Y, and Z. Number two, we learn that the Tanai, the condition, has to be before the action. As Moshe said, if you come in and you fight, then you'll get the land. So he said the condition before the actual action. And number three, Moshe Rabbeinu says the hain before the lav, the positive before the negative. If you come in, you'll get. If not, not. So similarly, we'll see in the Mishnah that that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir when it comes to any type of tanai, particularly that of kedushin. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says kol tanai she'ena tanai b'nei gad b'nei reuven, any condition or stipulation that doesn't follow the exact order and guidelines of the b'nei gad b'nei reuven, the tribe of gad and reuven, ena tanai. It's not considered a condition. And even if one did not fulfill the condition, the action still stands. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Aleihem, Moshe said to the tribe of Gad and Reuven, Im Yavu Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, if they'll come into the land and they will fight, Uksiv, and it says the other half, Im Lo Yavu Chalutzim, if they don't come in and do battle, then they will not receive the land. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that you need to have these conditions. Says, no, you can't learn this out from the Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. There's a reason why the Torah had to speak out both sides. Says Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel, Tzarech Haya Hadav El Amar, the Torah had to speak out both sides of the condition of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Shem Molei came, that if he did not, Moshe did not speak out both sides, I would have said, Yesh B'mashma Sha'afilu Be'eret Kanan Lo Yinchalu. I would have thought that if they don't come in, they don't do battle, they're not part of the war effort, then they won't even get a portion of the land of Canaan. The Torah says no, that they would get a portion of the land of Canaan, they just wouldn't get the Gilgal, which is what they had requested. Now, the commentaries here disagree as to the other two conditions in a Tanai, in a stipulation. Does one need Hein Kodem Alav, the positive before the negative? Does one need that one has to do Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, the condition before the action? It seems that the only thing that Rav Chananya Ben Gamliel is arguing on is the fact that you have to speak out both sides, but perhaps he would agree that the other two stipulations are necessary for a tanai, for a condition to take effect. The bottom line is, we rule halachically, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that if, let's say, a condition starts with the word im, if, then it does need to follow the exact formula of b'nei gad b'nei reuven. But if a person just says amanas on the condition, he doesn't say the word im, he doesn't need to have both sides and all the rest of the conditions. It's only if one uses the word im exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu did with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Wishing you and yours an amazing upcoming day and a wonderful